Now, from the heart of America, it's the Eagle 93.9 podcast. Think responsibly. This is The Drive with Derek Gilbert on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
Start off your weekend Saturday morning by winning a free car. You can do that. Legend Automotive will be the place. Mason Neff is there Saturday morning between 8:30 and 10:30, and at 9:30 Saturday morning, 9:30, Legend Automotive gives away a free car. Got to be there, got to be at least 18, but it's a great way to start off your weekend, so make sure you stop out there Saturday morning, Legend Automotive on Vandiver between Rangeline and Providence with the Eagle 93.9. Coming up just after 6 o'clock tonight, we'll talk to Tim Murphy. He's our colleague down at our sister station in Jefferson City, 950 KWOS. We'll find out what's going on down in the capital city then. But now we go to our guest line and welcome in Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch in Washington, D.C. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research, and Chris, welcome back to the Eagle 93.9.
Great to be on. Thanks very much.
You had a release earlier this week that caught my attention. Of course, we've been talking about the North American Union and the work of Jerome Corsi and Lou Dobbs into digging out this information. And you guys have done yeoman's work, too. Last time you were on, we talked about the meeting at Banff Springs, Alberta, that nobody was supposed to find out about.
Indeed.
And you come up with some more interesting stuff this time. Makes it appear as though you and I could soon be paying for infrastructure work in Mexico.
Yeah, this is a wonderful sort of hidden tax that some folks have dreamed up. This is another one of these fabulous working groups. There's literally dozens of them that the U.S. government is participating in. There are 16 federal agencies that are involved in what's referred to as the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SPP is the shorthand. And of those 16 agencies, there's just a ton of working groups. And one of them is what's called a Financial Services Working Group. And we got a hold of some documents from this, or a 10-page set of documents from this working group that talks about all sorts of things, one of which is, disturbingly enough, a proposal, more than a proposal actually, they had to come up with a plan to execute, that talks about the U.S. and Canada digging up money, and guess where that money is coming from? It's coming out of your pocket and mine, to establish a grant fund to give money to Mexico so the Mexicans can help develop their physical infrastructure. And that's a, if that isn't a tax or redistribution of wealth or whatever else you want to call it, I don't know what is.
Now, where did you guys get these documents?
Well, what we did is we filed Freedom of Information Act requests with several government agencies months and months ago. You mentioned Jerome Corsi, who's done some excellent writing, and also Lou Dobbs. And we've provided copies of all of our documentation to them. It's formed in some part, or at least to some degree, a portion of their reporting. And we've got thousands of pages of material on our website at judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. So the FOIA was used to go to all these agencies to get these documents. The set we're talking about right now was actually obtained from the Department of Health and Human Services, which is a little odd because this is a Financial Services Working Group document, but somehow or other... The folks over at HHS provided this to us, so we were happy to have it.
This sounds like it's outside the scope of the Department of Health and Human Services.
It does, and you know, there are times when folks in government desperately want to get something out, and they will tuck something in where maybe it wouldn't necessarily appear to normally come from. Maybe they dumped it to us in an effort to get it out and make it public. That wouldn't be the first time that's happened to us.
Very interesting. We're talking to Chris Farrell on the Eagle 93.9. He's with Judicial Watch, their website, judicialwatch.org. So this plan, let me ask you, does this fit into the working theory of Jerome Corsi and Lou Dobbs that this is that the government and the Security and Prosperity Partnership is intended to merge the three nations into one super state?
I mean, it certainly points in that direction. I mean, there are folks who have that overall agenda. That is their grand scheme. But, it's an incremental approach. People shouldn't be confused and think that, in a matter of months or something, this is going to occur. This is the long march. This is the slow incremental approach. Just like the European Union, as we know it now, really started out in the 1950s, initially with the Treaty of Rome, later on with steel and coal agreements between France and Germany. But over time, step by step, incrementally, they created this union that really, for a lot of these guys who really promote this thing, it's the template. It's the model for what they want. And it's not going to be accomplished, next month, next year, or maybe even in the next decade. But over the long haul, this is what they're marching towards.
We're talking to Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch on the Eagle 93.9. When we come back, we're going to talk about who benefits from this incremental merger of the three nations, because I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's not you and me. So we'll talk about that in just a bit. Just a reminder, the wind advisory for Mid-Missouri in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. A tornado watch for the areas north and west of Columbia in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. We'll keep you posted here on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
Live, local, and listening to you. The Drive with Derek Gilbert on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
We got some heavy weather overnight tonight. It looks like we're going to keep you informed with Eagle 93.9 weather from our weather partners at KOMU-TV. But the weekend looks great. Sunny, high of 80 on Saturday. You feel like getting out and getting some golf in. Make sure you sign up at the Eagle939.com, because every week throughout the season, we're giving away free golf for two from the Columbia Country Club. Our winner today, by the way, Dave Schieffer of Columbia. He's the latest. You could be next. Sign up online, TheEagle939.com, and get a free round of golf for two from the Columbia Country Club and the Eagle 93.9. Our guest is Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch, the website judicialwatch.org, and we're talking about the documents they found that point to a plan to use our tax money to rebuild Mexico. Chris, who benefits from this?
Well, I mean, in the end, it's the guys. These are the folks who push the agenda, the broader, larger agenda of operations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Fortune 500, the globalist types who view national borders and sovereignty as impediments to business. Their objective is a bottom line, you know, making every quarter and every annual bottom line to make sure that the shareholders are happy. There is not necessarily always a sense of national pride or interest. And their goal in the long run really is, you know, more, better, faster. So when you have three different countries with three different constitutions and three different legal systems and three different traditions and three different heritages and just three different, you know, systems altogether, that's an impediment. That is an obstacle to the fast and efficient movement of commerce and monetary units. And so, well, how do you improve on that? Well, you harmonize, and that's the word that you will see throughout these documents that we've obtained, how they want to harmonize rules and regulations. Well, why? Well, because it's more efficient financially, economically. So there are those folks who, you know, worshiping at the altar of free trade, who will outsource offshore and, you know, move anything for the bottom line. And look, you know, I'm all for profit. It's a great thing. No one who has ever broke ever hired me. Don't get me wrong.
That's right.
you know, there's a legitimate need to make a profit, to do good business, and to be competitive. But what I'm not talking about fair play on an even playing field with, you know, with common set of rules. I'm talking about folks who are pushing an agenda that are not interested in that, or they are, but they're interested in that on steroids, in an extreme form. Where you've got to knock down any sort of impediment or any sort of government regulation that isn't consistent with what they want to accomplish from a business point.
The rebuilding of Mexico's infrastructure, how does this benefit the guys who want to see this harmonization happen?
Yeah, I mean, this is cool. It's rail lines, it's highways, it's electrical grid, it's all these things that facilitate uniformity and consistency that allows, you know, business and commerce to flow uninterrupted, unimpeded. You know, reliable, consistent, backed up source of electricity. I mean, that's one of the recommendations of the North American Competitiveness Council, which is the business arm of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That's one of the recommendations, is that we fully integrate our electrical grid with Mexico. I mean, and part of this is the language of what they use themselves. Look, they call this thing the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Who is against security and prosperity?
No one I know.
No one. I mean, you have to be a nut to say, oh, I don't want any security. I don't want any. So, I mean, they're very clever. They're very crafty in how they assemble this thing. they make it look like a mom, dad, and apple pie. How could you be against it? It's all American. It's all whatever. And look, there are some common sense things about it. We probably should be talking to Mexico and Canada. Nothing wrong with that. It's where this thing runs amok, where there's no supervision, where there's no oversight. There has yet to be a single congressional hearing on the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Not one. There has yet to be a single vote on this program. Not a single one. Yet these folks have been running like mad, full speed, since March of 2005.
Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch is our guest on the Eagle 93.9. Chris, why does Congress need to oversee these things?
Because these folks are, like I said, the language they use is they're harmonizing rules and regulations. So Congress passes a law. Let's say they say, you know, we want X to happen, and X is the responsibility of the Department of Transportation. Let's say it has to do with trucking regulations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all trucks will do whatever. Well, you know, the Congress doesn't tell them exactly how to do that. They just pass the law generally. Then they direct, when the law is passed, then they direct the department to generate the rules and regulations on how to implement that. Those rules and regulations, those are the things these people are, quote-unquote, harmonizing. They're bringing Mexico, ourselves, and Canada onto the same, using the same language, changing the standards, altering the language, altering the goals and objectives, so that all three countries have the same, you know, what language. That isn't necessarily fulfilling the will of Congress. It might be fulfilling the will of the Mexicans or the Canadians or the guys who want a North America generally, but it doesn't necessarily reflect the will of Congress or the people that elected the congressman. So it gets a little murky when you get down that far.
How closely does this come to overstepping the constitutional authority of the president?
Well, I mean, here's a question for you. Let's use that same example of the trucking thing. Let's suppose one of these working groups we talked about has a bright idea that they're going to impose carbon taxes on trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, normally if you're going to levy monies against people or take money from the population, you have to have a law. Congress has to pass a new tax. These are the kind of things where these guys can dream up, oh, no, this isn't a tax. This is an administrative fee. This is a new licensing requirement. You have to fill out Form 75R36 and get it stamped and give us another, I don't know, $100,000, whatever it is, dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just administrative. That's all. This is just a fee. Well, guess what? That's a tax, okay? And when these guys are dreaming up these rules and regulations and imposing administrative fees and licensing requirements and those sorts of things, those are taxes, and those directly affect small businessmen and small business owners. And a guy with one or two or three trucks, a family business, he's going to get hit right between the eyes on this kind of stuff.
Chris, with just about a minute to go here, why isn't the Democratic-controlled Congress screaming about this?
Well, I mean, again, there's a lot of very well-oiled, highly financed interests at play here. And there hasn't been any oversight. There's been some talk, as you mentioned, Lou Dobbs, Jerry Corsi, Phyllis Schlafly at Eagle Forum, a few others have tried to wake people up to this. We've put all these documents on our website. But it's slowly building. I think there's slowly an increased awareness of what's going on. And you can only hope that these folks that are already 2 years down the road haven't gone too far. We can reel them back in.
Well, let's hope. Appreciate the work that you're doing. Again, your website?
Judicial Watch, all one word together, judicialwatch.org, O-R-G.
All right. The documents that you guys are pulling in from the Freedom of Information Act requests, are those posted there as well?
They are. There's literally thousands of pages of material, and some of it's really pretty creepy when you start reading the language.
Yeah. An interesting find, this one coming from the Department of Health and Human Services and having to do with rebuilding Mexico's infrastructure. Chris, appreciate your being out with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much.
Chris Farrell, he's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Again, the website, judicialwatch.org. Coming up just across the top of the hour, after we check out what's going on in the world, from ABC News, Aaron Fox in the Eagle 93.9 24-hour newsroom, we will talk to our colleague down in Jefferson City, our eyes on the Capitol, Tim Murphy of News Radio 950 KWOS. Bring him in, and then open lines for the rest of the hour. And again, best callers of the day get $50 certificates from Joey's Seafood and Grill. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is The Drive. You're listening to the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle 939.com.